Imagine yourself in the hills of Japan. The battle has ended. Bodies dot the landscape, riddled with bullets or arrows or slashed open by gleaming swords. A terrible calm has descended on the battlefield, which only hours before had been filled with hollering and the clashing of metal. But now, it's over. Now, finally, the dead can rest. Except for the fact that they don't. Their spirits are restless, you see. They haven't been buried properly, no funeral or last rites, and so the souls can't pass on. The ghosts remain, and let's just say, they aren't too happy. So unhappy, in fact, that their undead anger fuels them to rise again. But I'm not talking about zombies here. Oh no, this is something far, far worse. As the flesh rots away, skeletons are left behind, and those bones begin to move. They inch closer and closer, and suddenly the bones of the dead collect together into a giant hulking mass, a mass in the shape of a single 80-foot skeleton. Now, if you thought the 12-foot-tall Home Depot skeleton was impressive, let me introduce you to the Japanese yokai known as the Goshodo Koro. And it isn't just fallen armies who turn into Goshodo Koro. Anyone who isn't buried properly might just find themselves joining in on the fun. Famine victims, or those who die undiscovered in the wilderness, run the risk of adding their bones to the pile. And boy, what a pile it is. Taller than 15 men, the towering skeleton wanders the midnight countryside under the cover of darkness. Despite its size, it moves silently. Silently, that is, except for the clacking of its bones, which is how it got its name, by the way. Goshodo Koro basically translates into rattling skull. Being, well, a skeleton, it doesn't need to eat, but hey, even giant skeletons enjoy a little treat now and then, right? Unfortunately, a Goshodo Koro's favorite treat just so happens to involve popping off a human's head like a champagne cork and drinking the blood that fountains from their necks, or sometimes using a human as living stress balls and squeezing them to death. And all of this might have you wondering one very important question. How exactly might you kill a Goshodo Koro? Well, I have some bad news and some good news. The bad news is you can't. They're unkillable, surviving until they run out of fury and fall apart on their own. But the good news is, with the right magic spell, you can get at least one of them to fight on your side. And if the stories are to be believed, one real woman from history did just that. In the year 939, during the Heian period in Japan, a samurai warlord named Taira no Masakado rose up against Japan's imperial government, a brutal army in tow. And for a while, it seemed like he was going to win, too, until his own cousin retaliated against him, beheading him at nearby Kyoto. But Masakado didn't just have a loyal army to mourn him, he also had a surviving son and daughter, both of whom went into hiding after their father's death. And his daughter, at least, used that time in hiding well. She trained and schemed and plotted revenge. She even began studying the dark arts, all while surrounded by the ghosts of those who perished in the failed revolution. Eventually, Masakado's daughter became a powerful sorceress, so powerful that she even earned a snazzy new nickname, Takayasha Hime, or Demon Waterfall Princess. And like her name implied, she was a true force to be reckoned with. And at long last, the time for revenge finally came. Takayasha Hime unfurled a golden scroll, read aloud the magic spell written there, and called the dead together. All those ghosts, all the fallen soldiers from the Great Rebellion with their failed hopes and their anger, all coalesced and rose. And there, looming beside the princess, stood a Goshodo Koro that she herself had created. Together, the princess and her monster charged toward Kyoto, ready to finish what her father had started. But she wasn't on horseback or anything. And I know what you're thinking. You're wondering if maybe she rode the skeleton. Well, no. But she did ride a giant toad, which I hope counts for something. I can only imagine what the people of Kyoto must have thought, seeing this woman galloping toward them on a massive toad, with an 80-foot-tall skeleton jogging alongside her. I, for one, would have been, well, concerned. In the end, though, Takayasha Hime perished, just as her father had before her. The rebellion, once again, was squashed. So, yes, she did lose. But when it was all said and done, she had won the thing that really mattered. She is remembered as a warrior witch who conjured up a humongous skeleton. And at the end of the day, what better legacy could any of us hope for? This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with writing and research by Jenna Rose Nethercott and music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. Be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Threads, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.